A choral concert tonight at the University of Nebraska at Omaha won't be your typical musical performance. UNO's concert choir and an a cappella choir from Omaha Central High School, along with a string ensemble, will perform Joel Thompson's Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. It's a sobering seven-movement choral composition that confronts the violent deaths of young black men and the last words they said before they were killed.
One and go.
It's rehearsal day at Strauss Recital Hall at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Dr. Derek Fox is working through some of the nuances of the seventh movement of the Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. The students are singing the last words of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man who died after police in New York City put him in a chokehold during a confrontation in 2014. Fox and his students have been working on this piece for a few years now, and they'll perform it in public for the first time tonight. It's a tough thing to get through. The movements are gripping and raw.
There was one day where I got emotional because the piece speaks to me in many ways that it doesn't to some of them, and they need to see that. I'm on this journey with them as I'm leading it because I've been on it a little longer than some of them, but I'm still a part of the journey, and me being vulnerable allows them to be vulnerable.
It gives me the sense of just complete and total rawness.
Madison Kapersky is a junior music education major at UNO. She reads over the second movement, which includes the last words of Kenneth Chamberlain, a black man who was shot and killed by police in White Plains, New York, after he accidentally triggered his medical alert necklace inside his home.
The first words that you hear are, "Officers, why do you have your guns out?" And then that is repeated through the rest of that movement. The fact that we sing their last words, it's such a deep human feeling that comes within just a deep part of the soul.
You shot me.
Those are the words that start the fifth movement, You Shot Me. They're also the last words of Oscar Grant, an unarmed black man shot in the back by transit police in Oakland, California in 2009. Performers reach a chaotic crescendo. It's a difficult part of the composition to perform. Some students get emotional afterward and have to take a few moments to compose themselves. It's an uncomfortable reality for some who haven't been exposed to violence and injustice.
Some people have to realize that they don't know how to feel because they never have had to feel anything about this. It's just been a news blurb, and then you go on with your life. Then there are some people who experience it every day because they have family members or friends. But you're in a space now where you haven't been allowed to maybe have or express those feelings. So what are you supposed to do?
My name is Kiara Walker, and I'm a senior at UNO. I'm a music education major.
Walker says the seven last words of the unarmed isn't easy to get through. But unlike some pieces the choir has performed, it's about the need for change and how society deals with underrepresented and marginalized populations.
It's humbling to perform this music because we have to bring our best, but it's not showing off our best for our own good, it's for the good of others when they receive the music. So I have to be as great as I can be, but not for the sake of getting praise.
It's not real. Those were the last words of John Crawford before he was shot by police while holding a BB gun he'd picked up in the sporting goods section of a store in Beaver Creek, Ohio in 2014. It's the sixth movement of Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. The choral performance includes UNO's choir and performers from Omaha's Central High School. Composer Joel Thompson will lead the collaborative concert. It also features composer Sarah Cortell's Snow Angel, a 5-movement choral work with themes of children and mental illness. Again, UNO's Dr. Derek Fox.
Sometimes you go to concerts and events like this and you have your feelings, but you don't know what to do with them afterwards. And so what we've done in the program is I've listed several organizations in Omaha and in Nebraska that if you feel like you need to channel that energy, all you have to do is turn the page and pick one.
For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.